Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
They feel like this guy can come in and he's a better kicker than what they had, and they can help this team win.
Innovator.
I still think he's going to be aggressive until McManus proves that he can make a bunch of 45-yard field goals plus.
I hope we see that on Sunday then.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Just came here on Wednesday. He's got this to win it. Low snap, the kick. It is good.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. However, Tausch, I don't know how bold this is. I was listening to you on the postgame show yesterday. I think we're sort of in the same camp on this one. The unsung hero, Daniel Whelan, our punter, not only because he had like 10,000 yards in total field position punting, but also was the holder on that kick.
Yeah, he has been awesome all season. His punting yesterday, it was like ho-hum. He's punting at 60-some-odd yards down when Green Bay struggled in the second half and all the three and outs. He kept flipping the field back and let that defense eat. And then, yeah, I think a lot of times we always, at the end of games, it's always on the kicker. And, yes, they have to make the kick. But long snappers have to – that's their pressure. They have to put it in the right spot, and then you have to put the hold down. And, yeah, they got the practice run at it, no problems. And then the second one – he didn't roll it back there, but Whelan definitely had to make a difficult hold. He did that with a kicker that he just met, you know, 4 or 5 days ago. So Daniel Whelan was definitely an unsung hero yesterday.
How about the game overall, Tausch? What else stands out to you?
There's a couple of things, and the main one was it's great when you don't play your best football and you still find a way to beat a really good football team. And yesterday I thought offensively it wasn't Matt LaFleur's best game. Kind of choppy. You got Josh Jacobs running kind of wild. He averaged over 6 yards a carry, and you only gave him 12 touches. Jordan was, again, a little sloppy with the football, and that's something I think to continue to watch. But the defense and what Jeff Hafley has done, you're starting to really see the guys. They've been bought in, but now you're seeing all of the nuances that you're able to do. And that wasn't, I know a couple, last week we were having this discussion. It was, well, Arizona stinks. Oh, well, they're no good. Oh, this. Well, the Houston Texans were 5-1 coming in here. They had a 3-0 turnover margin, and you completely stifled one of the up-and-coming young stars in this league in C.J. Stroud. And I think Jeff Hafley, along with the cascade of talent and the different roles that he's finding, and even though you don't have Xavier McKinney with a pick or any monster turnovers, to be able to play that kind of defense and win a game, the odds are when you lose the turnover battle 3-0, 9% of the games are won when you're on that end of it. Green Bay was in that camp, and I think that's a great omen moving forward that you can win a game playing as inconsistent on offense as you did yesterday.
Tosh, you mentioned Jordan Love being a little sloppy, obviously threw a couple of picks. So that touchdown he threw, that incredible catch by Kraft in there, was that amazing or was that reckless?
Because it great was, question.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, guys. Sports is pretty simple. And when it works, it's amazing. And when it's not, it's reckless. Okay. Right?
What are you doing?
But yeah, what? It's the same thing as a couple of weeks ago when he threw that throw down to Jaden Reed into triple coverage. It's the what are you doing? But he's done that a little too much. And I think, again, he's still. We have to continue to keep this in mind. It's only his second year as a starter, yeah. And not everybody is going to be Aaron Rodgers, even though Aaron Rodgers has 7 or 8 picks with the Jets now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some mistakes. That play yesterday, and I, for anyone that is a real football film junkie, go check out what Dan Orlovsky put on. He broke it down because it wasn't just what a great tight window throw. It was how he set it up and how he knew. And if you look, he changed the play call, told Kraft what he was running. And then if you see the film, he threads it between a safety that he manipulated with his eyes right before, right as the ball was snapped. And that manipulation is what gave that window to make that unbelievable throw. It's why we know and love what Jordan's all about, because he has that arm and he has that ability. He's just got to tighten up that decision-making, and that comes with experience. And the only way to get experience is just sometimes have some bad throws and some bad decisions in there, too.
Excellent description. Okay, so it was amazing. We'll go with that.
Yeah. So it's amazing, just like the other throw when I think it was to maybe Christian Watson over the middle of the field, or it was Wicks. That was a bad decision. That was reckless. So here's the deal, Eric. If it's caught and it's a touchdown, great decision. If it's intercepted, it's a reckless move.
Gotcha.
Outcome-based. Thanks, Tosh.
You bet. See you guys.
7:58, Wisconsin's Morning News.